I've got a great pastor friend who he drives a church on Fridays, and as he drives his way through the traffic, he asks the Lord to bring to his heart and mind people in his church that have been a special blessing to him.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
What about you? Is there somebody in your church that maybe has been a special blessing, invested maybe in one of your children, youth pastor, children's worker? Imagine getting this kind of phone call. As I was driving to work today, I was reminded how much I appreciate the contributions that you've made to my life, to my family, to our children. And I just wanted to call and tell you that. Have a great day.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. How-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out the greatest of all the commandments. It's time for Great Commandment Radio with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. No doubt about it, we live in a changed and changing world. I mean, think about it. In the last couple of years, how has your world changed? How about in the last decade? How about during your lifetime? Yeah. In a changed and changing world, that means there are challenges for relationships as God intended them to be. Challenges that can only be answered in the unchanging Word of God. We'll connect the dots for you this week as we begin a series, Relationship Challenges in a Postmodern World. Here's Dr. David Ferguson, the co-director of Intimate Life Ministries.
Well, welcome to this week's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Glad you've joined us, and I've got a special guest with me today, my good friend Jim Walter. Good to have you here, Jim.
Hey, it's great to be here, Dave. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. My lovely wife, Teresa's got a couple of family challenges going on this week, and so appreciate the opportunity to journey with you on this week's program, and also a great blessing because we're really going to focus on a resource that you've had a great deal of impact in producing called Kingdom Calling.
All right. That's awesome.
And I understand from previous discussions that even your work on that has been a good growth process for you.
David, it has been a great growth process for me. I think it's probably been one of the most significant contributors to my own sense of understanding and experience of what it really means to have Christ formed in me. It's helped me greatly to have clarity about not just what God is up to in me, but how I can be more responsive to Him in that process. And it's really been very, very helpful to me.
Amen. Well, that's a little bit of what we're going to be focusing on in the title of the week. Will at least appeal to our intellectuals among us out there, as called Relationship Challenges in a Postmodern World. Now, Jim, many of us might even know what the word postmodern means. We'll work on that this week. It just means that some of us are older than others, among other things. But we're also going to talk about the relationship challenges and opportunities. You'll have some unique opportunities to contribute there, too, because you've got several family members. So not only you and I, contemporaries, kind of grew up in more of a modern world, but you have a number of kids that span some ages, so they're very much growing up in a postmodern world.
Absolutely, and they show all kinds of signs of that, too, as we probably will comment on. But, yes, I do have five children. They are 26, 24, and 21, three daughters of those ages, and then I've got two boys that are 13 and 11. And that is definitely something I'm reminded of on a daily basis. It's just how differently they approach life, how differently they approach relationships. Things that are just completely, totally important to them are not important to me. And part of that is, you know, there's always going to be some of that when we're of such different ages anyway, but there's more going on there than that.
Yeah, very much so. And so we've got parents out there who are kind of struggling to, now, how do I relate to my kids in ways that are different than how I was related to? Or maybe we've got employers out there that are dealing with the younger workforce and how to interact with them. All these things will be of great benefit this week. As we prepare to set up our teaching segment in the next moments or so, I want to share just a quick little story of this challenge of postmodernism, if you will. And then we'll do a little transition into a great story from the scriptures that we're going to encourage you to take advantage of this week. You know, Jim, you've heard me share, one of the pastors a few years ago called me and said, you know, I've got a real problem with my 17-year-old son. He's got two employment opportunities for the summer. And basically the father's about to say, and he is about to choose poorly. His two opportunities are he can go to work as a intern with Dell Computer, possibly get a scholarship to go on to college, or he can work in a fast food restaurant with his friends. And Jim, you've got several kids. You want to guess here, which one is this 17-year-old about to choose?
You know, Dave, it's not a tough one. I know exactly what he's about to choose. He's going to work with his friends at the fast food restaurant.
Exactly.
That's what he wants to do. Now, Dad may put the hammer on him and not let him do it, but that's what he wants to do.
That's exactly right. And, you know, that's just an interesting picture of the difference between modernism, kind of a world you and I grew up in, that says, man, we need to climb this ladder of success. I mean, we need to take this internship for the summer. We need to hope to get us a great scholarship opportunity. We need to get a good job. We need to get a good education. We need to make a lot of money. We need to get into a big house. We need to leave happily ever after. And then I recently heard a guy say, then you get your Winnebago one of these days and, you know, make your way across it. We seem to value a whole lot of those things. However, in this more postmodern world, many of us are realizing, like this pastor was, that, hey, my kids and this younger generation, and it's not just the younger, it's a mindset of the world that says, hey, there's more to life than climbing a ladder.
And you know, the other thing, David, too, is so many of the kids of this postmodern generation have come to not trust some of the things that you and I just took for granted. I mean, what you and I assumed was, well, if we can get that right college and make those good grades and then get that job at the right corporation or get that internship at Dell Computer, that in any sense, sort of everything else will take care of itself. You know, we'll be on the path to success. And then, in other words, that the ladder is sturdy enough to hold us once we are on it, and that we'll be glad we are on it once we get to the top. I think a lot of these postmodern generation folks have come to just completely not believe that. They just have been hurt by a lot of that sort of stuff, and they don't trust that those rules apply to them. In fact, they're pretty confident that the rules don't apply to them.
Yeah, very much so. And so in the midst of these challenges, how are we going to bring these kind of two different worlds together, so to speak? Sometimes many of us have been trained in this more modern way of valuing ladder climbing and a more postmodern world that tends to value relationships, and I'm doing fast food with my friends. How do we bring those together? Well, one of the ways we do that is, you would imagine on Great Commandment Radio, is part of it's going to come back to learning how to love God deeper, and then to love other people. And one of the things that brings these two worlds together that'll be helpful to you and I is to go back to a biblical perspective of, what's God hoping for? I mean, in the midst of these journeys, whether a 17-year-old or you and I, yada yada ages, whatever those are, Jim, midlife, as we say. I heard a fellow the other day said he was in the third trimester of life. And I liked that.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go. And he had a vision. Now, I think he was about 75. And so he was saying, I'm in the third trimester. There you go. And so in the midst of all that, how do we bring this together to really look at some significant things? We do so by looking into the scripture to kind of go all the way back to say, what was God's original plan? In other words, if we were to go back to this father and his son, the father was hoping for the son's success climbing ladders. The son was probably hoping to get a lot of good hanging time with his friends. But a more important question maybe is, what was God hoping for? What was God hoping for? And in our teaching segment, we're going to explore that. From the eternity past, what's God been longing for, hoping for, as it relates to his presence down here in this life? You might be a little startled by the answer. We're going to go all the way back to the book of Genesis, and we're going to look at some of God's original plan for what we call the story of the glory. Teaching segments next, back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Jim Walter of Intimate Life Ministries, be sure to visit our website for today's free download, a Bible study on the departure of the glory. You'll find it absolutely free at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. There you can also find out about this week's special resource and other resources to help your marriage, your church, your leadership skills, you as a single Christian adult, your parenting, and more. And, of course, our Great Commandment network of churches. Churches standing by to help you experience the Scripture in your everyday life and information on how you can get your church or ministry involved. That and so much more, all at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. We'll continue relationship challenges in a postmodern world next on Great Commandment Radio. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
Do you have a God who meets needs?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
I'm not talking about a God who's trying to catch you doing something wrong. I'm not talking about a God who's trying to compare you to see how spiritual you are compared to how spiritual other people are. He's not into comparisons. He's not into criticism. He's a God who meets needs. Just when you thought you were going down for the last time, he brings somebody in your life to encourage you. He's an encouraging God. And then he gives us the opportunity to encourage one another. How about that? You've been encouraged by him, and then he puts you in a relationship with others so that you can be a part of passing some of that encouragement along.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Time is precious in relationships, in life, and especially in radio. But we think it's worth the time to remind you to support the station you're listening to right now. A ministry that brings you news and information, personalities, Bible teaching, and much, much more. Support local Christian radio because it supports your community. Take the time to support advertisers or underwriters or ministries you hear mentioned on this station. Or perhaps this station will ask you for your personal support. It's well worth the time. And tell a friend sometime today about this station. Call letters, frequency. You can even love them enough to program it into their car radio. Christian Radio, good news we can all use. Support this station. Keep the good news alive in your community. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, daily, biblical, and most of all, practical how-tos for loving God and loving others, even in a changed and changing, what we call a postmodern world. We know how to love God and love others because of the unchanging Word of God, which Dr. David Ferguson calls the story of the glory. Let's take you now to a Kingdom Calling Conference with Dr. David Ferguson. Oh, by the way, at the end of this segment, I'll give you information on how you can experience the entire Kingdom Calling Training Workshop. So get a pencil and paper ready. Here is Dr. David Ferguson from Kingdom Calling on the story of the glory.
Why are you even here? What's God's calling on your life? And the strange place we're going to start is for me to give you a quick overview of the Old Testament scriptures. Can I do that real quickly? You're not going to believe what I'm about to do. I'm about to suggest to you that the Bible really, watch, is the story of the glory of God. If you were to look in the opening chapters of the book of Genesis, you would find that the presence of God was with Adam in the garden. And yet all across the pages of the Bible, you'll find that in the heart of God, there is this work to see His presence made known down here. You remember as God begins to build the children of Israel into His people that Moses on the backside of nowhere sees a bush that burns but doesn't burn. And you remember what happens? He turns aside and he experiences the glory, the presence of God in that bush. He's called by God. There's a call of God on his life to begin to deliver the children of Israel out of bondage. You remember the pictures and the images of the scriptures as we find, as God leads the children of Israel out of that bondage, we find that beautiful testimony of Moses on Mount Sinai having been given the Ten Commandments. The Bible says that his face shone with what? The glory of God, the presence of God. And he was given instructions about this portable tabernacle, this ark in the wilderness. You remember that? And the Bible says that in the midst of all those strange things that made up that ark, the most important testimony about it was the presence of God that guided it. And as the fire and the cloud moved, the ark moved, you see what was happening was the glory and the presence of God was leading His people. I believe there's been something in the heart of the Father all along to extend His presence down here. That's what the Bible is all about. We have the tragedies of that experience as we look across the page of the Bible, because the Bible would say as God has initiated the expression of His glory, the people were then challenged to respond. And when they responded to the presence and the glory of God, they were honored and lifted up. And when they forsook and turned aside from the presence and the glory of God, they found themselves in bondage. Do you remember that painful testimony in the Old Testament where the Bible says that against the Philistines, the ark was captured and taken away? The news got back to the family of Eli and the children of Israel. And the Bible says that the prophet Eli, hearing that the ark had gone, fell over and died. And a little baby was born in the house of Eli. And they named that baby, you remember? Ichabod. The glory has departed. You see, the testimony of the scriptures, it's a story about the presence of God. If you go all the way through the testimony of the Israel, you'll find that as the kingdom is divided and taken off into captivity, that the people obviously would be asking, Lord, what is this all about? Why are your people in captivity and bondage? And you remember that the prophets were sent among them to speak of answers. And one of those answers, for example, from the prophet Ezekiel was this one. The reason you're in bondage is because of a vision and dreams. And the dreams included things like this. I saw the glory of God come up out of this now temple that Solomon had built. And I saw the glory of God come up out of that temple. And I saw it ascend into heaven. And it's gone. The reason you're in captivity is because, again, the glory is what? It's gone. It's departed. You find, in a sense, an interbiblical period of almost 400 years from the closing of the book of Malachi to the opening chapter of the New Testament, where the glory, the presence of God, is not among His people. No wonder we have the bondage of legalism of the Pharisees, as for centuries they went through the motions, listen, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you about this day. For centuries they came to the building and went through the motions of irrelevant religion. But the Shekinah of God was not there.
That's Dr. David Ferguson from Kingdom Calling, a day-long workshop and training course on what God has in store for you and your life, your relationships, and your ministry. We call it Kingdom Calling. You can experience Kingdom Calling, the workbook and companion audio CDs or DVDs. It's this week's resource from Great Commandment Radio, and all of our resources go to support a resource serving your community, the resource of local Christian radio. All at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Back with Dr. David Ferguson right after this. It's Great Commandment Radio. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
You remember across the pages of the Bible, we have a Jesus who's always taking thought of people.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
He's walking along and he looks up a tree and he notices Zacchaeus up there. There's a guy named Nicodemus who came to him at night asking him questions. Jesus never forgot Nicodemus. There was this Samaritan woman, embarrassed, one with not much of a reputation, and yet Jesus took thought of her, spoke to her. He was always taking thought of people. We have a God who meets needs. You are on His heart and mind.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
Well, welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. It's great to be able to share in the story of the glory. again, we're glad you've joined us. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You're going to find the resource for the week called Kingdom Calling, that sense of being called to express, to extend, to share the presence of God into your world. You'll find the workbook there that'll be a blessing to you. You'll also find the leader's materials so you can pass it along in your community, in your church. And you'll also find there some free downloads for the week. And we'll be telling you about one of those a little bit later in this closing segment. But let's get some practical homework. You know, how is it that you and I express His presence? Well, let's do three practical things. First of all, we express the glory of God when we accept people at their points of failure. You see, one of the ways all across the pages of the Bible that Christ expressed His presence was as He accepted people. He accepted Peter at his points of failure and accepted old Zacchaeus and accepted those children who were being hindered from coming to Him. Would there be somebody in your life who maybe has recently failed? They've let you down. They in some way have not succeeded or accomplished what you had hoped, and maybe it's someone very close to you. How about startling them with a little of Christ acceptance? That's a part of how we express His presence, His glory into this world. How about expressing some of His encouragement? We express the presence of God, the life and the love of Jesus, when we encourage people who may be at a point of discouragement. Maybe they've grown weary in well-doing. Would there be somebody in your life who could be encouraged? You remember when He spoke to that thief next to Him on the cross, and He says, "Today I'll be with you in paradise." I believe that was encouraging, don't you? How about you? Is there would be somebody in your life that maybe they've got a goal, a dream, and they're pursuing it, maybe they're growing weary. I was just reminded, and one of our grandsons is in a pre-law program, and just the journey of that academically, I was reminded the other day of it'd probably be good if I just left him a special little voicemail and then later sent him a little note. Just let him know I was thinking about him and really admired his diligence and his pursuit. Would there be somebody in your life, maybe somebody close, somebody in your own home who could be blessed? Maybe someone in your fellowship, but just a word of, I was listening to the radio the other day and I was reminded of you. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm believing in you. I'm excited for your journey in what God has got before you. How about you? That's a part of expressing and extending the glory of God. Practical ways we can express His love to others. That's what Great Commandment Radio is all about. How about that homework? Someone in your life to accept at a point of failure. Someone to encourage at a point of weariness. That's what it's all about. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You're going to find a free download on today's program. It has to do with a Bible study on the departure of the glory. I know our friend Jim Walter had a great impact in his life as he began to put this particular Bible study together on how it must have grieved God that in the Old Testament he got to the point where the glory departed. The presence of God departed, and it must have saddened the heart of God to, in a sense, remove His presence from among His people. Download that. Turn a little aside and give God an opportunity to stir up inside of you the fresh sense of gratitude that you and I have the privilege to express His presence, beginning with those nearest you. How about today? Someone to accept, someone to encourage, Great Commandment love. The simplest of all commands. Thanks again for joining us today.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministry. So thanks to Jim Walter from Intimate Life Ministry staff for joining us today. He'll be back again tomorrow. And a thanks to you for joining us for Great Commandment Radio. And of course, a special thanks to our Great Commandment network of stations that make our time together possible. Now do visit our website for today's free download. It's the Bible study on the departure of the glory. It's absolutely free, and you have our permission to forward it on to anyone you know or love. The departure of the glory, absolutely free at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. While you're there, please order your copy of the Kingdom Calling Workshop and Training Course. It's the workbook and the companion audio CDs and DVDs. And those resources not only help you, but they help local Christian radio around the country. That's a double whammy. Go to greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. We continue our series on relationship challenges in a postmodern world tomorrow as we give you some how-tos for experiencing the Bible, experiencing truth.
You know, young people aren't asking, is the Bible true? They're asking, if it's true,
what difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
That's tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio. Now, go visit our website, www.greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.